You're listening to Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. And now it's time for the Lady Bombers basketball game here on Classic Hits 101.7. And the basketball game is brought to you this evening by Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASC Warranty, Arvest Bank, Locker Room Sporting Goods, and Central Heating and Cooling. And now let's head courtside. Calling tonight's game is Shane Freebie.
All right, Tim, thank you very much. And welcome, everyone, to Fairgrove High School in Fairgrove, Missouri, about 10 miles north of the Springfield metro area, as the Lady Bombers open up on the first night of the Fairgrove Tournament. And we welcome everyone in for the second game of the season for the Mountain Home Lady Bombers. And it is the first game for their opponent tonight, the Buffalo Lady Bison. Lady Bison have not played as of yet. Typically, they do have a game earlier on in the season, but they forewent the opening game prior to the Thanksgiving Day break. So this is their intro to the 2018-19 season. A good start for the Lady Bombers on the season, winning at Riverview, or against Riverview, 58-33 back on November 13th. Back-to-back tournaments for the Lady Bombers coming up. They'll get three games in this one at the Fairgrove Tournament, which will end up on Friday, and then they will turn around and play in the Panther Tournament at Cabot on December 3rd through the 8th. Both the boys and the girls are in action in that tournament. But first, three games at hand, and they will take on the Buffalo Lady Bison in this one. This is the second game tonight. The first game featured the 1-seed Clever Lady Blue Jays and the 7-seed Lebanon Lady Yellow Jackets. And it was not your typical 1-7 matchup. Clever was a 77-74 winner to survive and move to the right side of the bracket of the 38th annual tournament. Lebanon is on the left side in the loser's bracket. This is an odd tournament because there are only seven teams in this bracket. Typically you have an even number of teams, but they had a couple of teams drop out. Mountain Home was a late entry into this tournament, which made it a 7-team field. So the way the bracket is set up, it is actually two different brackets. It is a 4-team bracket tournament. As usual, you win, you move to the right, you lose, you move to the left. But then the other three teams are all in pool play. One of those games will be tonight, following this game at 8 o'clock, the Fairgrove Lady Eagles and the Monette Lady Cubs, the 2-6 matchup. And then however those three pool games play out will determine who the first, second, and third place finishers in the top of the bracket play out. So kind of an odd bracket, and we will take you through that more in depth as we go along. But with less than 1 minute showing on the clock before we hear the final buzzer and intros for both teams, we will go ahead and take you through the starting lineups for both teams. First, for the Buffalo Lady Bison, as we mentioned, their first game of the season, they are head coached by Tom Stokes, longtime coach around the southwest Missouri area. Buffalo has had their struggles throughout the year. They typically played in the Central Ozark Conference. That is now defunct on the small side of the COC. The larger side is still intact. But they will start with a four-guard front. Madison Andrews, a 5'8 junior, wears number 5. Maddie Jacobs, she is a senior, standing 5'5", wearing number 11. Emily Rice is a 5'6 senior wearing number 13. And probably the focal player for this Buffalo Lady Bison team is Courtney Austin. She is a 5'8 senior guard wearing number 21. She is already verbal to Evansville University, which is located in Springfield, Missouri, an NAIA team that is off to an outstanding season. They are in a rebuilding process with a first-year head coach, and she will be an integral part of that team starting next year. In on the post is a 5'11 junior number 22, Bethany Lancaster. And that is your starting five for the Buffalo Lady Bison. For your Lady Bombers, they will have a different starting lineup than what they had at the beginning of the season, as they have been hit with the injury bug. They will start with a four-guard front as well. Leah Jackson, a 5'6 junior guard, wearing number 5. Number 10 is Peyton Husky, a 5'6 senior. Emily Payne is a 5'6 sophomore wearing number 11, and Emma Martin, a 5'7 junior, who wears number 24. In on the post is a 6'2 post player, a junior, number 33, Anna Grace Foreman. Addison Yates was high scorer last game out whenever they played Riverview, scoring 23 points, but she is not going to be able to play tonight. She has an injury in her elbow. It is a UCL. It's very common to the old Tommy John's injury that most baseball fans are more aware of, and it actually probably happened or was spurred on by a softball injury from past history with Addison. So she is unable to go, and how long she's going to be out, not quite sure. I asked that question, didn't get a definite answer week-wise. They have a brace on her, going to try a different brace as well, and they said whenever she becomes pain-free, she will start to play again. And evidently, by her not playing tonight, she is not quite pain-free, so she is out this evening. The second game of three here in Fairgrove tonight, the first of three this week for the Lady Bombers. Winner of this one will play Thursday. Loser will play Tuesday. And then after that, you might play Friday. That would be the next available day to play. So you're guaranteed at least two games. You've got to play well to get a third. Your officials are David Gunther and John Sterling. David Gunther will toss it up, and Buffalo will win the opening tip. They will shoot at basket right in their road black uniforms with red numbers outlined in white, white lettering outlined in red. And a foul on the initial play off to the left side is called on the Bombers. And it will go on Peyton Husky, her first personal first team foul.